Oh, there we go. Faster than I thought. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning to the BAMF podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty, and here with me today is a guest from way back in the day, Daniel Highmoon. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How's it going, Mike?
I just living life here in Colorado, about 12 degrees outside, so I'm inside with coffee. So,
oof. About 27 here in Delaware today.
Oh, for some reason, I thought you lived in Miami.
I used to. Oh, okay. I've moved around quite a bit in the last couple of years, and it's been now 2 years that I've been living in Delaware.
Oh, so you guys got that big snow dump, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Still digging out, or?
No, actually, we got a big snow about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hightailed it. I just spent 5 days up in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
And although they got a lot more snow, everything was cleared out by the time that I got there. So we just got to do the fun part. And by the time that I got back, everything was pretty much gone.
Sweet. Okay. Well, hey, speaking of bucolic outdoor destinations such as upstate New York, let's talk about your new Zine Quest RPG. And I will start off sharing the Zine Quest Kickstarter link, and then we'll move over to the PDF in a bit. But first off, congratulations on funding.
Thank you.
You've hit your goal, and I'm guessing was this like a 2 week Kickstarter? Or?
Yeah. I launched it a couple of hours early because I went on live on Instagram just to kind of try to do something different. And mm-hmm. I threw it up there maybe a couple hours earlier than I had expected. But yeah, in general, it's a 2 week campaign.
All right. Sweet. Well, congrats. Already funded. And I will just set it up and let you talk about it. This is, as we were talking earlier, I'm a big fan of backpacking. I haven't done much in the last decade or so. And I like RPGs. And this is kind of a intersection of those two things. It's a solo journaling RPG about, taking a long backpacking trip, like on the Pacific Crest or the Appalachian Trail. I thought this was a really cool idea I had never seen done before. Could you tell us a little bit about it? And
sure. So I've been a gamer for a long time, and I've been writing games for the last, I don't know, like 10, 15 years. I've always also liked hiking from the time that I was living in Puerto Rico, just something that I do, occasionally. But ever since like last summer, I really got back into it. Seriously, I wanted to get moving. This whole COVID thing, just although I've been able to go in and out because I'm a nurse, so I had to go to the hospital and work, it just created its own set of like stressors. And I discovered that hiking was just a great way to just, get outside and release some of that stress and just, feel better about myself. It's a good exercise and just a good activity, especially one that I can do with my two young girls. So that was on my mind. And the moment that I started doing it, it just kind of got into my head. It's like, how can I combine these two passions of mine, gaming and hiking? And I had... Last year, I wrote the basics of a solo RPG. I've been trying to find a group to game with for a while, and it wasn't quite happening. And just things were not really gelling in terms of like doing something online or finding anybody here in the area. And then the world imploded. So I started looking at the idea of doing some solo RPGs, some like journaling type of games, and I had a couple in my collection. So I looked at those and I came up with the basic engine of a game like that it was going to be kind of like Star Wars based originally, the idea of just being like a kind of Mandalorian thingy-ish, in that sense, the solo guy that goes around the galaxy. And then I shelved it. It just kind of sat in my computer for about a year. I did two Kickstarter projects last year. I did a project for Zine Quest. And then later in the year, I did another issue of my ongoing zine. And later in the year, I was like, Zine Quest is coming up in February. I don't think I'm going to do anything. And of course, that's just a gauntlet thrown down for my head to say, well, there's this thing that you worked on last year. And how about if we do it like this way to make it into a hiking game? So I kind of started thinking about it, and I basically put together the bare bones version of it in about a week. It just everything gelled out, and I like what was in there. So I just kept working on it and tooling away at it until I decided that this was something that I could write and have about I like to be about 75% ready by the time that I do the Kickstarter. And so I went for it. And lo and behold, the game is actually pretty much finished. What I've been doing is just kind of working on layout. What you're seeing on the screen right now is it's a working mock that I put together. Some of the things I can already see that some of the things have changed, but it was just to have an idea of how it's going to look on this on the page and how it's going to fit, so I could get all the pages and all the writing in there. But so that's where we are. I wanted to have something that would let me dream of the through hike that I'm just not able to do at the moment. Something that would put my mind in the same space of hiking when I'm not able to go out and do it because I'm at work or whatever. And then I discovered that people were kind of interested in this. So up in Kickstarter it goes. And so far, the response has been really great.
Hey, sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, I was really impressed. I'm going to try to play this myself. It's just, I find it hard to, you know, force myself to make time to play solo RPGs, but I know it's a bursting thing. I've even had guys recently do reviews on some adventures I published years ago saying that they used a solo GM simulator and were playing some adventures I've written just, you know, solo because, well, you know, we're in COVID time, so it's, you can't get together exactly. In person. And as you mentioned earlier, getting online groups can be dicey. So, it's a thing people are doing more and more. I wanted to call out here in your inspiration page. I haven't seen one of these in a long time, but that USGS seal that you see on top of mountains. It's always fun to get to top of peak and try to scurry around and find where that is.
I actually saw, I don't have a picture of it because by the time that I climbed a couple of months ago, I went up on the Appalachian Trail nearby in Pennsylvania, and I got to one of the smaller peaks. Mm-hmm. And there was one. By the time that I got up there, my phone was completely dead, so I had no way to take a picture. But it's fun to find those along the way. Same thing with the blazes. It's part of that mental space. Like, you know, I'm doing this and I'm part of it.
Yeah, you know, I mainly just do day hikes here in Colorado. I haven't gotten the kid into long distance hiking yet, but remember when we were coming down a little mountain close to Boulder, it's called Sugarloaf because of mm-hmm. how it had shaped, and it's close to Boulder, so you get Boulder people, God love them, and sometimes you see someone on the trail and you just wonder, what's that story? And this guy just had a scowl on his face and he was all banged up like he'd, you know, taken a bad fall. He was carrying three juggling balls in one hand and a unicycle in the other. Didn't say a word, and I part of me was like, dude, what happened? And I was like, nah, he doesn't want to talk to anybody right now.
No. No. Probably a great story that you could tell using ThruHiker, actually.
So so tell me, how does the Oracle system, or what do you call your system, and how does someone play this game solo?
So I don't have a name for the system yet. I've been actually kind of thinking about that, but it's basically I put together a grid with mm-hmm. I use a deck of playing cards. Originally, I had all four suits for ThruHiker. I actually took out the hearts suit, and I used that for resource management for the hiker. So the other three suits, each card has assigned some sort of like writing prompt. Some are, I don't want to say good and bad. Some are kind of beneficial. Some are more like challenging. And some just throw a little bit of a curveball at you. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that you kind of have to decide how long your through hike is going to be. I give some guidelines as to, you know, through hike can be anything from like 40, 50 miles to like, you know, 2,000, 3,000 miles. Anything like that is kind of considered a long distance trail. So I give guidelines for some of the shorter ones, some of the longer ones, whether you're measuring them in days or weeks. But once you kind of figure out how long of a through hike you want to do, you lay down a number of cards from the three other suits. They're called the trail pile. You lay down a number of cards depending on the day or the week that you're doing. Three if you're doing day hikes, three if you're doing a through hike that is measured in days, five if you're doing a through hike that is measuring weeks. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of flip them as you go along, and you check what each of them corresponds to in each of the oracles. You kind of put together your story. Some of them will ask you to gain a resource or lose a resource or have like a resource test. Mm-hmm. You have something called resources on the hiker side, mm-hmm. That measure your gear, your provisions, and your general will. So there's a little bit of a resource management game thrown in there just to kind of keep things interesting. And because so much of long distance hiking is kind of, you know, managing what you got versus what the trail is throwing at you. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the whole point of it is just to kind of put together a story, and you write your journal entry at the end of a day or week, putting together those elements and telling the story of what happened in that time. And then as you're done, you kind of figure out, you know, do you have enough in you to keep going on the trail, or is it time to end and kind of come back at it at some other time? So, in a very basic, you know, way, that's the whole of the system right there.
Oh, cool. Cool. It sounds like, my first instinct is to say, oh, that can apply to all the other genres, because that's the horrible part of my brain that wants to say, oh, other projects we can start and never finish. But this I could see the system working for all kinds of different stuff.
Well, like I said, I mean, originally the engine was built to do like a kind of like a Star Wars-y solo solo person out there in the galaxy. So mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'm forcing myself to pay my complete attention to Thru Hiker at the moment and not go like, ooh, I can already start like figuring out how to like tweak it for this or that. But there's certainly ways. The whole hiking thing is very prominent in different kinds of like traditional RPG genres. Mm-hmm. Whether it's fantasy, you look at Lord of the Rings, that's all they do, they walk. Yeah. Or you look insane. At post-apocalyptic. Yeah. Or, you know, you look at post-apocalyptic, you know, something mm-hmm. like The Road or something like that. So it's there. The potential is definitely there.
Yeah, it would. It's kind of fun to think of it as one of those off-session activities people could do, you know, in a fantasy game. All right, we're going to have travel time. You guys can do that, you know, over email over the next week and tell me what happened, and then we'll play the session or whatever. But that's really a cool idea. Has anyone else already asked you the Oregon Trail question?
No, I have not, actually.
Okay. It's been on my mind lately because for Christmas, I actually got a card game based on the old, maybe you played it in grade school, the Oregon Trail computer program.
I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Similar, different behind-the-scenes system, but, you know, basic idea of you're going from point A to point B. It's a long, long one. You got to have some random events that come up. You have to try to figure out your resources and make the best decisions along the way. So,
right. I mean, I think you're going to see that a lot of the solo journaling RPGs all kind of share a basic DNA in that sense of the whole point of it is to kind of help you tell a story. And they're each of them are going to approach the kind of story that, you know, they help you to tell. But I think cards are very, very common, especially you'll see some dice, and there's a whole system using the Jenga tower. So mm-hmm. I think the gene of it, you know, the very basic part of it, you'll see repeated across different games, which is cool in the sense that if you've done one and another one comes across, you know, you'll kind of have an idea of what to do with it. So.
All right. Cool. Cool. Well, hey, you have funded. So yeah. The obvious question is, are you thinking about stretch goals?
Yes, I am. I like to keep my Kickstarters lean and mean mm-hmm. and not get into too many stretch goals. But there is always, you know, something that can be done to kind of sweeten the pot as it is. Mm-hmm. For Thru Hiker, I've kind of laid down 5 stretch goals and I've revealed only 3 of them. So. Just want to play some cards close to the chest. The first one, however, I'm very excited about. It's going to be the opportunity to have a personal editor help me make Thru Hiker the best game that it can be. And so I found somebody who is uniquely qualified to handle this game. Her name is Sirsha Ibarguen. And she is not only a writer and editor with, she has her BA in her BA from the University of South Florida, Masters of Creative Writing from the University of Edinburgh. So she's definitely on the editing part. She definitely has the credentials, but she's also a Thru Hiker. She did the Appalachian Trail back in 2018. Nice. So she knows the realities of going out on the trail. And I think that that's going to bring a whole new mentality to the game. So she can help me kind of fine tune the feel of it, because At the end of the day, I actually haven't gone on any thru-hikes. I'm a day hiker. I do hikes in the general Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania area. But like I said, one of the reasons why I wrote this game is because I want to dream of the thru-hikes that I will do. I certainly have seen enough YouTube videos from thru-hikers to kind of get a sense of what it takes, of what are the challenges are. But having her on board to really speak from personal experience and help me like tighten the game in that sense is going to be just fantastic, and I'm very excited to work with her. So that's going to be the first stretch goal, and then I have some promotional stickers that I'm hopefully going to be able to get to do and just give out to the backers.
Okay, that's cool. And it looks like I didn't read the whole entry, but you're doing a giveaway?
Yeah. So you know, one of the things with thru-hiker is that if you're in the hiking environment, you're going to be very familiar with what it takes to go on a hike, gear, equipment, lingo. You know, you get involved in that just like in gaming. If you're not, it can be kind of like intimidating coming into something that has its own like world surrounding it. So that's why I include in the book a list of terminology. You know, I include what is the anatomy of a thru-hike, and the list of inspirations. You know, just to kind of get people to soaked into the material. One of the things that I did when I was getting into hiking and just to kind of keep myself pumped about it is read travel memoirs from other thru-hikers. And this one in particular, The Unlikely Thru-Hiker, it really spoke to me. It's the author's name is Derek Lugo. He's a New Yorker. He's also Puerto Rican. He's Black, so he's a minority out on the trail. And his tale is just, just downright entertaining. He is a fantastic writer. He just tells you the story like you're sitting at a campfire with him. So it makes it very easy to read and just kind of very relatable. But it also talks about the realities of being a non-white person out in a activity that is very dominated by white people. So it has also that sense of bringing the real world into the trail world. Also, while telling a great story along the way, and I want to share that. I want somebody to be able to like read this book, just like I will tell you, hey, I love this book. Here, read it. So the way that I'm gonna do this, just I'm gonna pick somebody from one of the print copy backers, just so that I can put it with their zine when I mail it out, and I'm gonna send them a copy, a signed copy actually of this book. Derek Lugo is not affiliated with the Kickstarter because he's doing his own thing, but I wanted him to be aware of what I wanted to do, so I contacted him, and he gave me his blessing. He said that it was cool to share one of his books in this way, so I feel better about that. Just making sure that it's just my way of sharing my love of hiking and my love of this particular story and with somebody else, so that they can then pass it on.
Oh, that's really cool. I'm gonna seek that out. I've read a couple Appalachian Trail books. One of the ones you mentioned in your inspiration section, "Walk in the Woods" by Bill Bryson. But that'd be nice to get a different perspective on that experience. So.
Yeah, I love "A Walk in the Woods" too. Bill is just a great writer. But yeah, this is a completely different side of the same experience, and it's great because you get to see sort of like just like when you're watching the videos. Everybody hits some of the same milestones because, it's the trail. The trail has always been there. But it's interesting to see how each of them approach it and how their experiences are different as they get to those areas. So,
yeah, so I don't want to spend too much time on it, but God, 20 years ago when I was thinking about doing the AT, Backpacker Magazine had a program they put out, which they gave a bunch of thru hikers, individual video cameras before everyone had that on their smartphone. And it was like, the conceit of reality shows where every night there's a confessional, except it was all these solo thru hikers. And every night the confessional was at their campfire talking about the day. And it was an interesting show. What stuck with me the most was the number of folks who had to come off the trail with leg or foot injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've certainly heard about that. I believe that that's still the case these days. So.
Oh, I'd say it's a lot of walking all at once. So yeah. Anyway, just to wrap things up, Through Hiker by your nom de plume is Daniel High Moon. People can find it on Kickstarter right now.
Right.
And let me share that page one more time. And if you just Google the phrase Through Hiker Kickstarter, it comes up in like the first five or so. And let's see. Let's go back to the campaign page. Daniel Perez. And about two more weeks to pledge. And we're already blown through stretch goals. So, well, we already blown through the funding goal, heading on towards stretch goals. So congratulations on that. And I think everyone should give it a look right now. It looks like a really interesting project.
Thank you, Mike. And thanks for the opportunity to talk about it. You know, having a little hiking game in a world that's dominated by fantasy warriors and, you know, superheroes and such. It's a hike, so to speak. That was a terrible joke. but I appreciate the opportunity to tell other people about the game.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for coming on. Always like having you on, Daniel. And to all our listeners and viewers, we'll catch you next time on the Banff Podcast.
See ya.
And there's an awkward